Welcome to the Wrap Yourself in Joy podcast. I'm Karen Dwyer, speaker, teacher, and author of 4 books on joy. If you're searching for more joy in your life, join me for about 15 minutes every week. It could change your life. We will explore how to find true joy, how to awaken joy, how to defeat joy busters, and how to create a joy-filled prayer life. This joy series of podcasts is based on my new book, Wrap Yourself in Joy, with an imprimatur and has a built-in study guide. Why not invite a friend or small group to join you in listening, then meet every week to go through a chapter. Together, you will grow in joy. The podcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Please subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. Additional links to my books and free bookmarks are available at wrapyourselfinjoy.com. Hello, welcome to Wrap Yourself in Joy. I'm Karen Dwyer, and this is podcast number 7 in our series, and it goes with chapter 5 of my book, Wrap Yourself in Joy. Today, we're covering Begin Again. That's Defeating Joy Busters, Part 2. In our podcast last week, we considered how to defeat joy busters that block or take our joy. These are all the challenging situations and people and communication we face daily. Joy busting then includes our negative responses to the joy busters that lead us spiraling down a path of negativity, unforgiveness, bitterness, overindulgence, and so much more. Joy busting will result in a greater loss of joy and prevent us from experiencing joy in consolation. So we look to Father Timothy Gallagher, and based on St. Ignatius of Loyola's Guide for Rejecting Troubles of the Heart, he said that each of us can follow a plan to defeat the joy busters. And there are 3 steps. 1, be aware of your troubled heart. And in this case, it's the loss of joy. 2, understand your not of God responses that further block your joy. We call this joy busting to the joy busters. 3, take action and reject the responses like quarrels and outbursts of anger and profane talk, bitterness, overindulgence, sleeplessness, withdrawal, gossip. You can remind yourself of these actions and many more that you can take by going back to podcast 6, Defeating Joy Busters, Part 1. Today, we must face the facts. We cannot defeat the joy busters alone. We must cling to the Lord. In Psalm 63, 2 through 8, we read these words, "O Lord, you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me." Now, when you are wearied by joy busters, this psalm can remind us what to do. Cling to the Lord. Remember God's love and his faithfulness to you. If instead you cling to the joy buster response of unforgiveness, outbursts of anger, envy, and others, it's going to impact your joy. Clinging to unforgiveness quickly turns to bitterness. Clinging to anger and envy fosters holding grudges. As we have heard many times, unforgiveness, along with deeply held anger and envy, is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die when instead you will be the one likely to die. So cling to the Lord, as Psalm 63 speaks. To cling means to hold on to God and stay so close to him that nothing can come between you and him. When you cling to the Lord, he will be your help. He will uphold you. God your Father is with you. Jesus your Savior is for you. The Holy Spirit is your guide and comforter. So start right now by picturing yourself giving unforgiveness and anger and envy and other joy busters and joy busting to Jesus. Thank him and receive his joy, his love, and his help in exchange. Father Timothy Gallagher, in his book Begin Again, The Life and Spiritual Legacy of the Venerable Bruno Lanteri, recommends that we should always begin again. That means we do not allow ourselves to be overcome with discouragement. If you are confronted with opposition or self-condemnation or many other joy busters or joy busting responses, remember these words, begin again. Father Gallagher records these words of Father Lanteri when, as a spiritual director, he wrote these words to his directees. Be of good heart because the Lord is with you and he loves you. I urge you to begin each day, leaving the past to the mercy of the Lord and the future to his divine providence. Do not let yourself be troubled by anything, not even by your own failings, taking care to overcome them immediately by the act of love of God. Above all, I recommend with all my heart that you guard against discouragement, disturbances, sadness, and of course, I insert here joy busters. He goes on to say, seek always to keep your poor heart in peace and encourage it, and always to serve God with holy joy. Say with boldness, now I begin and I go forward constantly in God's service. Do not look back so often because one who looks back cannot run. Begin again every day because it is for every day and even for every hour of the day. Begin again. So keep these words in your back pocket, in your front pocket, in your mind, saying, I will begin again. I will turn to the Lord if I have sinned. I will ask for his forgiveness. If I am discouraged, I will turn to God in prayer and receive his joy and love and encouragement. So begin again right now. It's so easy to condemn ourselves, but please take it from two great spiritual directors, Father Timothy Gallagher, writing on Father Bruno Lanteri, begin again. Psalm 34 invites us to taste and see that the Lord is good. His love is healing, and he will never reject us or despise us. Never. God loves you completely, and he's the only answer in a troubled world. I just love Psalm 34, verses 4 through 8. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy, and some translations say, oh, the joys are those who take refuge in him. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. You see, the Lord is good. He's always the one to hold on to for protection and for health and for everything. You can come to him. St. Teresa of Avila, named a doctor of the Catholic Church, especially for her teachings on prayer as well as other teachings, also has words for us today. She believes the number one tactic of the evil one is always to make you forget what God has done, how good he is, how faithful he's been to you. He will push thoughts into your mind. God's not faithful. God does not care about you. He has forgotten you. But we must remember what God has done and thank him for his care. So St. Teresa of Avila, also called St. Teresa of Jesus, describes the devil's tactics. She says, during the very bitter trials of my soul, all the favors the Lord had granted me were forgotten. There remained only a memory to cause pain. They were like a dream. The devil knows that in remembering the graces received, we find strength against his present temptation. And for this reason, he tries to lead us to forget. And that's from the book, The Collected Works of Teresa of Avila, the book of her life. Isn't that true? In the midst of discouragement or temptation or frustration, we easily forget all the good and blessings God has given us. Father Timothy Gallagher tells us also that overcoming troubles of the heart, we must remember the graces of God. He says, the remembering fortifies us to progress with courage on our spiritual journey. Through striving to resist in time of spiritual desolation, we become increasingly able to resist. So let's remember what God has done. By the way, Are you keeping a joy journal yet? It is so helpful to have one. It helps you remember what God has done. You can have a small notebook sitting out where all can pass by and write down their joys or thanksgivings. You can ask your family or friends to record their joys filled with thanksgiving when they visit your house or before your family eats or goes to bed. Then you can read them at a later time when you and your family are facing more challenging circumstances. In podcast 2 with the More Joy Prayer Guide, we discuss this briefly. It's so important to notice the special joys that Jesus sends your way. Think of this as receiving the sun's rays of joy. That's S-O-N-S. Like the S-U-N-S rays, they shine even in cloudy times when you don't notice them. It's so easy to neglect thanking God for your joys. When you write them down and read them, it's like tasting again the goodness of the Lord. Don't let them fade away in hard times. Pause often and throughout the day to thank God for moments of joy, especially when things don't seem to be going your way. At bedtime, I try to stay awake until I have expressed thanksgiving for all the joy rays that fell into my path each day. And I found that as I become more aware of my joys and thank God for them, it seems to expand my capacity to receive even more joy. I've kept a joy and prayer journal for years. Recently, I found a journal from over 12 years ago when my parents were still alive. As I read my thanksgivings and prayers, I was so encouraged at how God had answered many prayers and given me great joy over many years. Your joy journal can give you great joy and also ways of thanking the Lord to expand your capacity to receive joy. Sometimes my joy journal has been simply a small note card, a 3x5 card, and I've written a special scripture I want to remember and some thanksgivings. And every time I have to wait in line or wait for someone to call, I read it and I again thank the Lord for the blessings. You can even use an inexpensive spiral-bound notebook, 4x6, 5x7, or how about the Notes app on your cell phone? And you can label it Joy Journal. It'll be a great blessing to go back at times of discouragement to review and remember the joys Jesus sent you, your family, and your friends. As you list your joys with thanksgivings and praise Him, you will notice the difference it makes in your life. Keep in mind, thanksgivings and praises are related to more joy. I'd like you to consider reading Psalm 34 this week because it's a psalm of thanksgiving as well as a psalm that clearly shows the actions of those who walk in the joy of the Lord. It reminds us to live our days rejoicing in God with confidence and not in fear. As you read Psalm 34, try to picture yourself in the presence of Jesus. He's looking at you with great love. You praise Him and thank Him because He has delivered you from all your fears. You hear the angels around you. They are rejoicing. The Lord has healed your heart and rescued you from evil. And He says, you can take refuge in Me and you will not be condemned. How can you help but respond with praise and thanksgiving? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I can't believe it. Our time has flown by so fast. We've come to the end, and I want you to know I'm so happy you've joined our podcast today. This is the 7th podcast in the series, Wrap Yourself in Joy, and it goes along with the 5th chapter of my book, Wrap Yourself in Joy. Hey, why don't you ask a friend to listen to the podcast on their own time, and then meet over coffee during the week for just a half hour, and together go through a chapter in the book or study guide. Studying and praying for each other for more joy will bring your joy to heightened levels. I guarantee it. I want you to know also, I'm praying for you to receive more joy. Why don't you take a minute, put yourself in a prayerful position, and I'd like to leave you with this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, please fill every listener with overflowing joy and peace this week. Help them to turn to you and give you all their joy busters. I pray they cling to you and they taste and see how good and loving and faithful and kind you are. Oh Lord, help them to always remember to begin again. You never turn them away when they come back to you. Holy Spirit, help each one to look to you always, to walk in God's presence, and to return to joy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please join me again next week. Until then, this is Karen Dwyer reminding you to wrap yourself in joy. Thanks for joining me today. Please visit me on my website, wrapyourselfinjoy.com, where you can learn more about my books, download free bookmarks, and connect with me. Please follow me on your favorite podcast app and invite a friend to join you too. You can download the show notes from today at wrapyourselfinjoypodcast.com. Until next week, this is your friend Karen Dwyer reminding you to wrap yourself in joy.